This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to take a detour to the citrus aisle now to one particular fruit, tangerines. Why? Well, because one of our listeners was wondering about them. That's why. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with this installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
Marketplace listener Rick Peters, who is 73, shared this memory.
When I was growing up, it was always a treat around the holiday season to get these small oranges, kind of nicely packaged, nested in the box, and fairly pricey.
Peters says that sweet nostalgia has turned a bit sour lately. His discount grocer sells 5-pound bags of seedless tangerines year-round. Cheap, sometimes tasteless and tough, and he wants to know
how this went from being sort of a specialized item at the holidays to something that are kind of like a dime a dozen.
Let's start with the science of seedless tangerines, sometimes called mandarins or clementines.
There's the genus Citrus, subfamily the Aurantioidae, which is in the plant family called Rutaceae.
Botanist Tracy Kahn at UC Riverside in the heart of California's citrus country manages a collection of more than 1,000 citrus trees that help trace the origins of today's seedless tangerine varieties.
Citrus originated in Southeast Asia. The Yunnan province of China is thought to be the seat of domestication.
That was sometime in the Paleolithic era. Fast forward to the mid-1800s, when a small orange variety with seeds was being grown in Morocco and shipped to the U.S.
Tangerine is a term that was coined from brightly colored sweet mandarins that shipped to Florida from the port of Tangiers.
Throughout the 20th century, most of our tangerines, the ones in those fancy holiday boxes, still came from Spain and North Africa. In California, where most eating oranges are grown, Sunkist, the big growers co-op, favored navel oranges, which have a long growing and selling season. This is UC Davis ag economist Dan Sumner.
For many years, they resisted the move towards the seedless, easy-peel tangerines. Turns out they were wrong.
Those tangerines were getting more and more popular. Some rebel California citrus farmers started growing them in the 1990s, marketed under the Little Cuties brand, and they took off. Today, about a quarter of California's groves are planted in tangerines. It's a $300 to $400 million crop that supplies the U.S. market from fall to spring. At New Seasons Grocery in Portland, Oregon, around half the citrus for sale right now is seedless tangerines. Produce manager Jeff Fairchild thinks that'll grow.
People want to buy fruit they can eat in their car or things that don't get their hands dirty. And I think that's one of the real appeals with more of the tangerines that are a little puffier, peel it, easy to eat, sweet.
So how do you account for our listener Rick Peters' experience? Remember, he complained that the bagged tangerines he gets year-round are sometimes bland or chewy, neither easy to peel nor totally seedless. Ag economist Dan Sumner points out they may be coming from abroad, out of storage, or out of season.
I think people who don't remember seasons, they don't know that there's a few weeks out of the year where the peaches actually taste like peaches.
And fresh seedless tangerines burst in your mouth, dribbling juice down your chin. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.